10th parak of Tyrus, 2nd Mishnah. Habadodim show you nichnosim v'yoytzim. These people working in the olive press, they were going in and out. Umashkim tmeim b'soich beis avad. And there happens to be mashkim tmeim, tomei mashkim, they're on the floor. And these workers are stepping on this tumah. And we're concerned now that they're going to walk back and forth and they're going to get the mashkim tmeim into the zeisim and they're going to tam everything else. So, im yeish bein mashkim le zeisim kadeshi nagra gleim ma'ore tzarein ta'irim. If the mashkim tmeim are far enough that by the time these people walk to the area where they have the olives, the feet get dried off, so everything's good. We don't have to be concerned because even if they stepped into it, the feet will dry off. Habadodim v'abaitzim, people that are working in the olive press or harvesting the olives, shenim setuma lifneihem, nemorim loyim loynagano. There's a tuma in front of them. Then we're not choishish that he touched it. The Rav says talking about a case that we have somebody watching over him presently. There are also children amongst them that they leave the confine of the Beis Abad or the olive press and they turn the back to the Geder. They're also harim tahirim, because we assume that it's going to watch over themselves for that short distance if they just have to go to relieve themselves. They were on the cheskas tahirim as long as they're close enough that we could still see them. In other words, they're close by, even though leaving the Beis Abad to take care of their needs, we assume that they're watching over themselves. But it's further away, we have to be choishish.